Hello, everyone. My name is Colleen.
And I'm Kayla.
And welcome to
Queeriosities.
Good job. So if you can't already tell, which I'm sure you obviously can, we, Kayla and I, are certainly new to the podcast game. Although we are new and we're a little fearful, we've got a few nerves happening right now.
Some anxiety.
A little bit of anxiety. A little like knot in the belly, you know? But we are predominantly beaming with excitement about what we have planned for the podcast, for you all, for the community that we're hopefully going to share together.
So you're either a supportive loved one who is listening to us because you love us and want to support us in some way, or you found us by chance. But for whatever the reason, we are beyond grateful that you are here.
Yes.
Listening to us for however long that may be. And hopefully it lasts longer than the introduction.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe come back for round two.
Hopefully come back for round two. Fingers are crossed. And you may be at this point kind of thinking and asking yourself, because I know we've certainly been asking ourselves.
For months.
For months at this point. What is our plan? What is our vision for this podcast? Why are you putting out a podcast in such a saturated market? In a nutshell, our plan and our vision is essentially to take on our own queer curiosities, of which we have many. So of taking on our own, of also taking on those that we hear around us, either from our community, from our professional environment, like as teachers, we want to take on all the curiosities and just break them down together. Because yes, we have a lot of experience ourselves, just as two queer women, like we have experience from our lives that we will share on the podcast. But we specifically have experience in the school context because we're both teachers and we've been in the system for, you know, for a minute. We've been in the system for over 10 years. So we've kind of seen some transitions happening in the system that we want to break down with you. But we also kind of want to take the conversations of this podcast beyond the school context, like beyond the four walls of the classroom, if you will, because in our conversations, it's kind of recently become apparent, or maybe more apparent, that people want to avoid, like vehemently want to avoid, questions about the queer community. And so one of the goals of our space, like this podcast, is hopefully to become a space that is brave and that is safe for everyone listening, where questions are explored and questions are potentially answered without activating anyone's nervous system. Like, we don't want to activate anyone's stress response is essentially our goal, right? No anxiety.
Yeah. And I think we both agree that we live in a polarized society where people have questions about the queer community, but for whatever reason, hesitate to ask those questions. They fear the response that other people will have by them asking those questions. But by not asking the questions, we kind of perpetuate that ignorance. And that ignorance doesn't go away if we don't ask the questions and get the information.
Like, ding, ding, ding. Exactly. I think that's really the foundation. And again, one of the goals is to explore these curiosities, like specifically queer curiosities, and explore them with the listeners without, like I said, activating that stress response, which sounds ridiculous and sounds kind of funny to be talking about, like, the nervous system. But I do mean it.
Yeah.
I think it's real, because some people that we have met, and I would venture to say lots of people, don't ask questions for fear of being attacked for their quote unquote ignorance, right? And for me, people fear being considered homophobic if they ask a question, right? But where's the progress there, right? If someone is so fearful that they're not going to ask a question, we're not moving the needle in any way, right? There's no change happening. And for me, for us, if you will, that is the recipe for maintaining the status quo. And so what we want as Colleen and Kayla, but also as a greater society, what we want, and essentially what we need for the safety and the dignity of all people is to move beyond that status quo. We have to move beyond that idea of stagnant status quo, because it is simply not working. It's especially not working for our 2S LGBTQ youth and people.
Exactly.
Right? Like, we need to have the conversations. We have to bravely ask those questions. We need to answer them in a safe space, because our status quo, certainly not working for a number of people.
Right. And are we experts?
No, we are not experts.
No. We are two queer women who are, we think, fairly intelligent and passionate about, what, number one, what we are teaching and teaching in general.
Yes.
And queer youth is a big passion for both of us, and youth in general, but queer youth especially. I think we have like a special spot.
Oh, a super big, the softest spot of all soft
the
spots.
The softest spot.
Truly.
And we want to bring that, and we think there's a spot for that in the podcast world.
Yes, and I think the audience of the podcast, if we could, is not simply for students. It's not a student podcast. It is a podcast for those people who have an impact on youth,
yeah,
which is literally everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
In
which
some
is,
shape or form.
In some shape or form, every person interacts with queer people on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Right? And so having a space where you can maybe understand how to more tactfully navigate that space is a cool space to have.
Yeah.
Right? And an important one. And what you're saying about, like, yes, our teaching is number one. Yes, our queer youth and our passion for like healthy queer youth and creating a healthy space for queer youth as also number one. I don't want to say number two. It's also number one. Is making me think of something, and I want to interrupt kind of with a piece. And I'm thinking a student of ours. So we had a common student this year, this past year of teaching, and we have a beautiful piece of writing that I'm going to go grab that Kayla and I both received at the end of this teaching year. And it was a really, really special moment. And we received a number of letters at the end of the year, specifically from a lot of queer youth, actually, from 2S LGBTQ youth. And there was this one student, so a 14-year-old grade 9 student, who wrote us a letter, and individually, so wrote Kayla one and wrote myself one, but there were pieces of the letter that were very similar. And the letter spoke at certain, you know, certain points in the letter about the importance of queer visibility, in the student's own words, but I would love to share one line.
Yeah.
Or maybe two, one or two lines from this letter, from the student. And they write as follows. You have no idea the impact you and Madame Kayla had on me by just being you. Seeing you both be so open and happy with your partners made me feel so much more comfortable and accepting of my sexuality. It made me hopeful for my future after years of struggles and hatred in regards to the fact that I only like girls.
Yeah. It's big.
That's big.
Yeah.
And so, listeners or listener, if we have one singular listener right now, even if you couldn't literally ignore the last 10 minutes of what we've said of why the podcast exists and what our foundation and what our passions are, what our own reasoning is for creating the podcast, this line alone, what I literally just read to you from a beautiful, magical, brave, courageous, intelligent soul, this line is the representation of the foundation of the podcast. This is why we want to exist.
Yeah.
Alone.
I think we had the idea of the podcast, and I think for me, it kind of like pushed me and like almost solidified the reason behind the podcast, because if you have like this kind of impact on an individual without trying, what could you do if you do try actively?
Literal magic.
Yeah.
Literal magic. And I think that's, yeah, I completely agree that it's, and this student says it, they literally say, by existing,
yeah,
right? Like, we didn't do anything special
No.
We didn't plan a lesson. We didn't change ourselves in any way. We existed as confident queer women. And this student felt more comfortable in their being, literally as existing and navigating the world, because she had a connection to us.
Yeah.
And it's not about us. It's not about Colleen and Kayla as individuals. It's literally about confident queer women existing.
Yeah.
And talking about their love and life in a beautiful and real and authentic way.
Yeah. Without a goal in mind.
No
goal. We just
did
it as individuals.
No goal. Right? And so that alone, knowing that made a difference for us, is like, well, even if there's one person in the world who wants to hear that same perspective through this medium, let's do it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all we want to chat. We want to question things. We want to agree. We want to disagree. We want to share and love and expand and grow and flourish. And we want to do all the things together with you. Hopefully multiple people eventually.
At some point.
At some point. But we want to do all of those things with you through this medium. And you, again, in the safety of your home or your couch or your bed or you're on a walk or wherever you are in your AirPods, you're listening. If we answer a question for you, or we say something that enlightens something or fires something up in you or you're curious about, if we get everyone just engaged and thinking about some of these like queer curiosities, if you will. That would be a huge win for us. That would be a complete and utter victory.
So we are jumping in to a podcast.
Yes.
And before we jump in, we should probably tell people who we are.
Okay. Yes.
And we've been friends for about 6 months now.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So now you're going to get to know a little bit something about Kayla, because Kayla has a bit of an emotional problem around friendships. If we're going to get real.
Probably true.
It's probably true. That Kayla thinks that we've been friends for 6 months. And listeners, I need you to know we've been friends for 4 years. She refuses to admit it. And our friendship has changed. We were work friends. We've been work friends for 4 years.
Yeah.
She's nodding her head. Like, she agrees to this. Yeah. Once it's explained, she can get on board. 4 years. We've been literally work wives. Like, that close for 2 full years.
Yeah.
And she's consistently telling students our relationship started 6 months ago. And they're always like, oh my God, really? Like, wow. I thought you guys were so much tighter than that. Like, hashtag goals. That can happen in 6 months? No, it doesn't happen in 6 months because it hasn't been 6 months.
But every time I say 6 months, I get a reaction out of you and I enjoy that reaction. So then I just keep doing it.
Yeah.
So we were literally friends this morning. We decided over coffee, like, you know what? I don't really know you all that well.
There's no we.
We should probably start a podcast.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, why don't you come to my house?
Start a podcast.
This is my address. And we went from there.
That's literally all lies.
Yeah.
We've been friends for 4 years. We've been tight for 2. And now we're starting a podcast. If anyone tells you differently, they've suppressed emotional issues about their friendships. And they're lying to you.
It's factual.
So, on a serious note, we are teachers, which I've mentioned. We also have been teaching for a minute, so both over 10 years.
Yeah.
And we work in the CSAP. So we work in the French school board, both at the same school.
In Nova Scotia. If there is ever an opportunity where someone outside of Nova Scotia is listening to us, they're like, wow.
Which the two people currently listening to us are like laughing their heads off right now that someone in Ontario is listening to us.
It could happen. One day.
One day, folks. Let's cross those fingers. We are actually both from Nova Scotia.
Yes.
So I'm from Cape Breton. I'm from Sydney, outside of Sydney, where I'm from Howie Center. And Kayla?
South Shore. The best part of Nova Scotia.
If any of you have driven to the South Shore, you would have seen a sign or you would have visited a place called... What's my favorite place in the South Shore?
I don't know. Lunenburg?
No.
What part? Oh, Port Mattoon.
If you've ever visited the South Shore, you have hopefully come across the sign, Port Mattoon. And if any of you speak French, that would be
Port-Mouton.
Port-Mouton. But you can't say it that way because Port-Mouton is the most Nova Scotia, rural Nova Scotia, yeah, beautiful way of saying that tiny community.
If you are from the South Shore, you it's are Port-Mouton. Not putting an accent on anything other than Port-Mouton.
I know.
Or Petite Revere.
Petite Revere. Port-Mouton and Petite Revere. Which I love. Places. Yes, I love. They're adorable. And I just love that they're French names that everyone refuses to say in no. French.
The true South Shore accent needs to be applied.
Exactly. One thing that I will say on a more serious note, too, about us and our teacher career is that, and if there's any teachers listening, you probably have that person with whom you share the same values about education. And it sometimes just feels like home to speak to someone who like shares your values and treats the students the same and understands the value of academics to the same degree and also understands the need for emotional work and mental health work and connection and community with students and how connection and community is the base from which to grow everything else in education.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we meet there, right? We're kind of on the same page in that regard.
And I'm at my third school.
Yeah.
And a different board. And I've like had some great people that I've worked with, but I don't think I've met my match in that regard.
Yes.
Other than like 6 months ago.
4 years ago. I agree. I've been at the same school for over 10, but it's the same. Like there's a level of like teacher value or understanding of education or where education should go that we're really on the same page. And we'll explore that maybe in episodes to come.
Yeah.
We do have some disagreements.
Yeah.
Which rare. Kayla really wanted to mention in this bio of us.
I think it's really important that people have an understanding of us.
Okay.
And some disagreements because we share a lot of the same values and we agree on many, many things.
Sure.
But the two main things, and I'll bring up the first one, is coffee. I am team caffeine. You are team decaffeinated.
Okay, decaffeinated, the entire word, makes it sound very judgmental.
Yeah, decaffeinated, though.
So
you use science to take out one of the best parts of caffeine.
That's what my sister says. Yes, but it's still the same. I get to wake up. I get to have that moment of pure joy, which I don't know if any of you listening are the same, but when you go to sleep, you look forward to the coffee in the morning. That's me, mentally. And I've been 2 years off caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the same deep anticipation for my warm cup of coffee in the morning, in my car, in the morning, on the way to work. And I don't know that it's decaffeinated. It doesn't matter.
Your brain did at some point.
It did in my withdrawal, which we don't need to get into. Okay. Very tough.
Fair enough.
But once I got through it, I'm just living my life with decaf. And it's not healthier. I don't care what people drink. There's no judgment. Personally, decaf works.
Yeah, okay.
You know, the best decaf that works, we're going to do a little plug here.
Cortado. If they want to sponsor us at some point, if at any point someone on the Cortado team hears this.
Yes.
And they want to like get in, they already know my order.
They do. And mine.
And yours. And you've never been in the building before.
Work wife, bring me coffee.
It's delicious.
Very delicious. No pressure, Cortado. But if you wanted to sponsor us, we would definitely have you. You're our absolute favorite spot in the world. I had one of you this morning.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Totally delicious.
Always.
The second thing that we disagree on, which Kayla insisted that we put in this podcast because
it's important for
it makes our relationship a little bit more authentic, that we have things that we disagree on.
Yeah.
The practicality of pockets.
Yeah.
Now,
pockets should be used regardless of where they are.
And
they're there for a reason.
If listening to Kayla in that moment just made you have a knot of anxiety in your stomach, you're not alone. I completely agree. Pockets should not have things in them.
Whereas I believe pockets are there for a reason.
Sure. So you imagine Kayla walking down the street. She's got shorts on. She's got keys. She's got a phone. She's got a wallet. She's got a tampon. She's got, what else do you got? What else do you carry around?
Nothing today because I have limited space in my pockets.
Well, voila. She got four things in quote unquote limited pockets. She's got two bulges on each leg as she walks, plus probably a jingle, a faint jingle of keys.
That way they know I'm coming.
Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to see it. Pockets are sewn together at the store for a reason. Keep them closed. So we're not going to get into that right now, which we just a little bit did.
Yeah.
It might come back up later, but the practicality, it could resurface. But, you know, we invite you to think about that practicality of pockets. If your hands are in them currently, I would invite you to take them out. Okay, this is technically our introductory episode. So we're not planning on taking on a whole topic, a whole like curiosity, if you will, in the first episode. But there is essentially a question for me that is burning in my brain.
It has been.
It really has been. It's been months now. A solid two months. Yeah. And I feel like it's kind of burning for you too.
It has been, yeah. And more and more, I think.
Yes. The more we talk about it, the less we understand, to be quite honest.
And then the more we're bothered by it.
And I'm bothered by it.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have the whole conversation right now. This is going to kind of seep into the next episode. And we may do an episode kind of from a grander perspective, I think, on this question, because it's pretty big.
Yeah.
I just can't shake it. And the question is, what is gender?
That's it. It's a big question.
It seems like a really simple question. And I need you, audience of one or more.
Potentially two.
We both. Your mom and my mom.
Yep.
Probably. So what is gender? Okay. So if you're listening and you're tempted to give a response that would be similar to like a dictionary definition or a word for word maybe that you've seen on Google, I encourage you to go beyond that. Go beyond the definition that you've heard. And I just want you to think about the question. What is gender? So if I ask Kayla right now, for example, how do you identify?
I would identify as a woman.
Great. Kayla identifies as a woman.
Okay.
Why? So how do you know and what does that feel like?
That's when the simple question becomes complicated.
Voila.
Because
exactly.
It is very difficult to determine how or what makes me a woman. Or how do I feel? Like,
how do you feel? Like, what you identify as a woman, though, as do I.
But I can't specify what it is about me that makes me feel like I am a woman.
And that, audience, is my burning question.
Yeah.
Because there is no answer. And so if you're at home, you're listening, I want you to think about that question. So I'm asking you individually, how do you identify? Okay, very good. What makes you feel that way? Now, I do feel this question would be potentially maybe easier for non-cis people. But I'm asking the question to everybody. We're asking the question to everybody alike. What makes you feel that way? And if there hasn't been a rejection of some part, what directs you to your gender identification?
Yeah. And we're going beyond anatomy because we know that anatomy does not equal gender.
No. Like, so whether you have a vulva, a penis, a uterus, testes, whatever you have, good for you, we're very happy. It doesn't matter.
Right.
That has nothing to do with your identity of gender, right? So the fact that Kayla identifies as a woman does not indicate anything about her body to you. But the profound and intimate sense that she has about herself, which is one's gender identity. And so one thing I want, like, as a sidebar, if you're at home and you're kind of feeling like, whoa, I don't really know what these people are talking about, or this is beyond my knowledge, or I'm not really sure what gender identity is, that is okay. We're here for you. We're going to explain this in more detail. Like, the next episode, we'll kind of get into what is gender identity to then explore this question more, kind of in more depth. So I don't want you to feel overwhelmed or in any way not at a level to take in the podcast, we're going to break it down. So please come back to the next episode. The goal is to meet you where you are and grow from there, right? The only way to rationally learn anything. So I'm sorry. We apologize in advance, but we're leaving you there. We're leaving you with this question because we really want you to think about it.
In hopes that you'll come back.
In hopes that you'll come back, of course. We want a second visit.
Yeah.
But we also want you to think about it. We understand gender as a social construct. We encourage you not to go toward gender stereotypes, i.e., I identify as a woman because I wear dresses, have long hair, and like to cook, or I identify as a man because I have a deep voice and I go to the gym and I like trucks,
yep.
Right? Or I identify as non-binary in whatever the stereotype may be, right? Like, we're going to stop the stereotype feeding the patriarchy narrative. We're not going to do that. We're going to step away and say, cool, with none of that informing me, what makes me feel like a blank? Woman, man, both, neither, somewhere along the spectrum, non-binary, within the umbrella of non-binary, which is there's multiple ways of being not, you know, all of the options of gender. What makes you go there? And we're going to explore that a little bit later. And we do hope you join.
Mm-hmm. And we will go over terms.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, someone heard cisgender or even queer or non-binary, like, ooh, I don't know what those terms mean.
Right.
We are going to explore them at yes. some point yes. for people that may not have heard them before.
Yeah. Whatever it is that we mention that may seem natural off our tongues in the conversation, mm-hmm. we can break down and we are willing to break down. Remember, we teach middle school. We teach health in middle school.
Yeah.
And so we can break down those concepts. And so wherever you are as you sit and listen is exactly where you should be.
Yeah, exactly.
And we can move from there.
Yeah.
We together
mm-hmm.
send you deep, deep, deep gratitude for joining us today. And we do want you to remember to be gentle on yourselves, but also be gentle on others while on this journey of learning. We're all becoming better together.
One step at a time.
One step at a time. And toodles!